Now, a new program in the Dodgeville area brings volunteer doctors to farm fields to provide free medical care to farm workers, many of whom are uninsured and can't access regular care. Dr. Emily Jewell works with the Community Connections Free Clinic Program and their new Free Clinic on Wheels, or FCOW. Dr. Jewell, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how did you get involved in FCOW, the Free Clinic on Wheels?
Thanks. That's a great question. I have been involved with something called the Community Clinic out in Dodgeville. That is a clinic that was put together by the community and funded by the community. And together with those folks, we kind of talked about going out to the farms and servicing population that we hadn't had a chance to see as much in the clinic as what we wanted. You know, we would get people there, but we knew that we were missing a section of the population. And I personally have an interest in helping out folks, both farmers and farm workers. And so that's kind of where the idea sprung from.
I understand you have roots in the area.
I do. So I grew up between Dodgeville and Mineral Point on a hog farm. And yeah, I'm back here now.
Talk about the workers you're reaching out to. What kind of health access do they have or not have? Who are we talking about here?
Great question. So, you know, a large percentage of the workers on farms in Wisconsin, dairy farms and some of the larger farms, are Hispanic immigrant workers. A certain percentage of those would be undocumented folks. And so their access to health care is less than what maybe a natural born citizen's access to health care would be like.
And even if they have documentation to work, they may not have health insurance, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think there's a number of folks who don't have access to health care just because it is cost prohibitive. And so, yeah, that's just it. You know, the Community Connections Free Clinic in Dodgeville, their mission is to serve folks who are uninsured and underinsured. And so this was a way to kind of take that mission and take it to the local community who has helped to fund that clinic and that mission. And help take care of some of the workers who are working the hours that clinic is open and who wouldn't be able to have an opportunity for health care otherwise.
What kind of injuries, illnesses are you often working with people on the farms on?
Great question. So our mission when we go to the farms is to provide screening exams, kind of like when you go to your doctor for your physical every year. So a lot of what we were hoping to intervene on and what we're finding is chronic illnesses. So folks who have high blood pressure, who have diabetes, but maybe don't know or maybe don't have the opportunity to care for that. So we've found quite a bit of those kind of things. You know, farm workers are working a very physical job, and so we see a lot of musculoskeletal repetitive work. You could call it injuries or you could just call it what happens when you do the same kind of things over and over and over. And so, you know, talking with folks about the ergonomics of lifting and helping them make sure that they are treating their bodies in a way that will give them longevity in their job. So really our mission there is to try to intervene before somebody's been a diabetic for 20 years or been hypertensive for 20 years and has downstream effects of that, or worked doing heavy lifting for 20 years and has a back that no longer supports what they need to do to keep their livelihood. So what we really want to do is help people stay healthy.
Talking to Dr. Emily Jewell about the Free Clinic on Wheels program in southwestern Wisconsin. Dr. Jewell, let's talk about the wheels now. What's it like setting up and working in a clinic that you can drive around?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. And I'll tell you that we, the Dodgeville community and the surrounding area has really been so supportive. We're driving around in an old bus that was donated from Head Start from Southwest CAP, which is an organization that functions in the southwest portion of the state to help folks who are struggling either financially or socially. And we took this bus and had it painted, and the nurse who is the main nurse at the clinic, her husband is a welder, and so he kind of outfitted the inside of it. We've got it going now so that when we go out to the farms, if there's not a place to have an exam area at the farm, like an office space, then we're able to bring people on the bus and do their exams there. It's just been really, really cool.
This is primary care for the most part. If you work with a farm worker who needs something more involved or specialist care or something like that, is there an option? Do you have access to that?
Yeah. So that gets a little bit more complicated. We try to do as much as we can ourselves. We have a partner in Upland Hills Health. That's the hospital in Dodgeville, which is a critical access hospital. So they'll help us run labs. They'll do basic things like x-ray. But if we need anything more complicated than that, then we have to apply for a program called community care, which is basically the hospital's charity care. There is a program run out of Madison for specialist care. It's a group of mostly retired physicians, but some of them are still in practice. And so we can have access to that specialty care, but it is somewhat limited to just a quota of visits per month. So luckily, you know, family physicians, I am one of those, and most of the folks who work at the free clinic are family physicians, but we actually do have kind of a wide array of folks there, from emergency room physicians and internal medicine physicians. But, you know, we have been taught quite a bit of the different basic specialty information to be able to troubleshoot a lot of stuff. And if we need extra care, it's available, but it is somewhat limited.
You're filling a gap here. If someone came to you and said, okay, we can help you out, we can help fill this gap more or in a different way, what would you say? What would be the way to provide better access to care out there?
Oh, that's a great question. I think one of the things is just getting the word out. We have been doing this program. You know, our pilot was in the fall of 2018, and farmers are really busy, and their schedules don't stop, and they milk 24/7. You know, the animals need attention, and the people are always needing to work. And so if we could get the word out, get the word to resources out to the folks who are working, I think that is some of the bottleneck, is that everybody is busy and everybody's trying to make things work for what they know they have to get done. And sometimes people aren't aware of what services are available. And so some of what the bottleneck for us has been is getting the word out so that people know that our services are available and that we'd love to come out and screen their workers for health problems.
Dr. Jewell, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
Dr. Emily Jewell provides free medical care to farm workers through the Community Connections Free Clinic Programs, Free Clinic on Wheels, or FCOW.